I kept feeling like I wanted to turn around and find out who he was talking about, because I don't feel like any of that fits me, except I'm a grandmother. I'm the grandmother on the mission field. You always have to have a grandmother, and you know, that's what I classify myself as. I just praise the Lord that he has given Dale and I another chance to go back to the mission field after spending some 13 years there, and spending 8 years at home again. But he did call us in the first place, and we knew eventually someday we would go back. So we just feel honored that the Lord gave us another few years to serve him on the mission field.
Amen.
I really am kind of a quandary about what to say exactly, except I just trust that he'll keep us faithful. You know, many people have asked us, well, you know, why? Why do you feel like you have to go? You know, I think it's every parent's, somehow or another, even Christian parents, they come up with this question when you first tell them that you want to go to the mission field. When we were, you know, real young, and our parents, we told them, they all said, but why do you have to go? You know, why do you have to go? And I think that's probably the question that many parents will ask their children. And yet, I think the easiest thing for me would be from Acts, the first chapter, when God just gave us the command. First chapter, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the othermost part of the earth. And then in Matthew 28:19-20, of course, we know the Great Commission. I'm not going to even have you turn to that, because it just says, you shall, see, I got confused with this one. I think I better turn to it. It says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. And truly, if he tells us to go, I just, you know, we were just foolish enough. Well, if God said it, he meant, you know.
Amen.
So I just am thankful that we did go. I think it's been some of the most wonderful years, truly the most wonderful years that we ever spent on the mission field. And we're thankful that he called us back. And I don't know, I think it's really neat, you know. We feel, we wives, at least this wife, I'll say that, I can't speak for Cindy, I'll speak for myself, feel very inadequate sometimes. I've always been a very shy person, and I've always used this excuse, and I know it's an excuse. I really do. I know it has to be from Satan. Well, I can't speak, you know. I just can't do it. Dale's very outgoing. He's always witnessed, you know. He's always got something to say for the Lord, but I've always been a very quiet, shy person. And so that's my personality, so I just can't. But the Lord has showed me, since we've been back this time, that I can open my mouth. You know, I really can. And it can be in a very normal, natural situation in my home or in one of my neighbor's homes, talking about whatever they have, an interest they have. But you can open your mouth. It's not going to come, you know, that you might want to, but it will come because the Lord puts the words in your mouth, and you will open your mouth. But I can do it. I found that out. And if I put it off, that's just Satan saying, well, you know, they're probably sleeping, or they probably got to go to town or something. I'll say, no, I've got to go right now and say something.
Amen.
And I really want you to pray for me, because I'm still not the outgoing witness that I would like to be. But at least I have learned to open my mouth and share with my neighbors, and have some Bible studies and things, and along like that. And so it's been a blessing, because God is beginning to open my mouth. And he told us he would. He said, you will have the power, and you shall be witnesses unto me.
Amen.
And so God has promised, since everything is from him, and he has all power, then he's going to give us the power. And it's his promise to us, and we will get the power if we'll just pray that he will direct us and lead us.
Amen.
And you know, one time years ago, way back before we were with the mission field, I used to listen to the back of the Bible, and Dr. G. Christian Weiss, I don't think he's even on anymore. I don't know. But he said something that really stuck with me through the years. And I was really impressed. He said, I get so tired, he said, of these pastors and preachers and great men of God. They'll stand up and make excuses, and they'll say, now I know we can't all go. You know, he says, I've heard that and heard that and heard that. But he said, I'll tell you something else. We can't all stay either. And you know, maybe my parents say, now, Nelda, you don't need to go. You know, there's others that can do that work. And I say, but we can't all stay either. And that's everybody's excuse, you know. We can't all go, but neither can we all stay.
That's right.
And so we just have to be listening for the Lord speaking to our hearts. If any of you have, you know, have had this thing go through your mind, well, all of us can't go, but there has to be some. And I know that we have to be sent, because, you know, over in the Romans 10, Bill preached on this one of the last messages before we left Mexico. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? And I realize that there are some who have to send, because we couldn't even go if you didn't send us. But neither can we all stay. There has to be those that are willing to go. And so I'm just thankful that the Lord has counted me worthy to be one of those who will go. And you pray for Cindy and I and Susan and Laura as we do our best as women to be faithful. I'm so thankful he didn't tell us to be successful.
Amen.
But he just told us to be faithful. I feel like I'm such a fizzling failure and horrible excuse sometimes for a missionary. And yet God just asks us for our faithfulness.
Amen.
And if it's nothing but just being an encouragement and a prayer warrior for our husbands, to be able to be a good neighbor and be a good testimony in our neighborhood of what Christ can do in the life, then I just pray that the Lord will make me a faithful, a good neighbor, a person who's faithful in my witness and in my living, and that I will be able to be used for Christ there.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
This is my favorite song. I'm not going to sing it. Don't get worried. Don't have a voice. But I just wanted to read you these lines of For Christ for the Whole Wide World. That's one of my very favorite songs. It's got such a message to it. I'd just like to read you these. It's page 11. I'd like you all to follow along with me if you would. It's got a tremendous message to it. Christ for the Whole Wide World. Our task has just begun. For millions wait in every land the message of God's Son. Shall they be left in sin to die without his word, without the Savior, Jesus Christ, just because they never heard? Christ, for the whole wide world, his message must be sent to millions dying in their sins to call them to repent. Christ Jesus died to save, but they can never know until we bring our gifts of love and bid his heralds go. Christ, for the whole wide world, his heralds will proclaim salvation for men everywhere in Jesus' blessed name. And we who cannot go to bear his tidings far will pray for those who take the word and witness where we are.
Amen. 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 Just keep